I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Movies that deal with death and dying are often praised, when they're praised at all, as life-affirming. But that only begins to describe Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which is also life-enhancing and enlivening. This brilliantly funny and casually profound coming-of-age story even manages to be life-enlightening. It's a fresh take on contemporary adolescence as a journey from ironic detachment to open-hearted feeling. The girl of the title, a high school senior named Rachel, has just been diagnosed with acute myelogenous leukemia, a condition that leaves very little room for optimism. She's played by Olivia Cooke, who, like all of the others in the cast, gives a flawless performance. The me of the title is Thomas Mann's Greg, an articulate, emotionally evasive, almost graduate, who opens the film by saying, "I have no idea how to tell this story." It's mainly his story, although Rachel plays a complex role in it. R.J. Seiler plays the charmingly taciturn Earl. He's Greg's only friend, although Greg avoids calling him that, for fear of confirming an emotional commitment. What sets the plot in motion is the deadly goodwill of Greg's mother, who's played with delicious earnestness by Connie Britton. She begs him to spend some time with his mortally ill classmate as a kind of public service. Rachel's mother is hilariously rageful for reasons marital as well as medical. She's played by Molly Shannon. Given his habit of seeing everything and everyone except for Earl as a threat to his equanimity, Greg reacts to his mom's request as if it were a death sentence of his own. He does have the courtesy, though, to tell Rachel the truth about his sudden interest in her welfare. It's not about her or her illness, but about him and his desperate need to get his mother off his back. That's a terrific comic premise, and it plays out in surprising ways. A wacko inequivalence between Rachel's fear of death and Greg's existential terror of going off to college. Her understanding of his sense of inadequacy and her efforts to help him through it, and above all, a documentary that he and his buddy Earl set out to make as a celebration of her life, even though the only films they made are dim little parodies of movies they've admired, like The 400 Bros or their sock puppet shocker, A Sockwork Orange. There's so much to admire about Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which was directed wonderfully well by Alfonso Gómez-Rejón from Jesse Andrews's adaptation of his first novel. I love how the movie plays fast and loose with our expectations and how it does what only movies can do. Pick us up, spin us around, and in the course of 105 minutes rather than a season's worth of TV episodes, leave us giddy with pleasure. Hooray for un-Hollywood. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.